Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, January 10th, 2018. Despite some initial difficulties on the new ICE Express line, more and more people are switching to trains between Berlin and Munich. Berthold Huber, member of the board of directors responsible for passenger transport at Deutsche Bahn, stated to the Süddeutsche Zeitung that in the first 4 weeks, more than twice as many passengers between Berlin and Munich were counted as in the same period last year. The company reports a 2.4-fold increase, and for the year 2018 as a whole, Deutsche Bahn predicts that passenger figures will double from 1.8 million to 3.6 million. The new Berlin-Munich line was commissioned in December. On this connection, trains are now scheduled to take 4 to 4.5 hours instead of 6. The controversy over the use of body cams by the federal police continues to intensify. While the authority is sticking to a nationwide start of the technology on January 14th, the General Workers' Council continues to refuse its approval. According to information from the Berliner Morgenpost, a crisis meeting was held last Friday by the head of the Federal Police Department in the Ministry of the Interior, the president of the Federal Police Presidium, and the chairman of the Federal Police Main Staff Council. The subject was the coordination of further procedures concerning body cams. As the Morgenpost learned from participants, a preliminary draft order on the use of body cams will be submitted mid-January, including taking into account data protection objections. Out of the entire package, a total of 269 cameras are planned for Berlin. The body cams were to be introduced nationwide from mid-December last year, but a letter from the General Staff Council of the Federal Police, made available to Berliner Morgenpost, stated that essential data protection issues had not been clarified, and that the cameras could also be used for employee monitoring. According to the participants of the meeting on Friday, the trial run of the body cam, which has been running since 2016 on a trial basis at the Federal Police Inspectorate Berlin Hauptbahnhof, will continue. At the same time, the further testing of other camera models at other departments is to be extended. During the test phase, a solution is to be found for the privacy concerns. After the bankruptcy of Air Berlin, Lufthansa flew between Berlin and Munich without competition, and the airline increased ticket prices considerably. Hundreds of euros were spent by anyone who wanted to get on a plane for an hour. Now, EasyJet is closing the gap that Air Berlin has left behind, flying from Berlin to Munich costing only around 70 euro. The question being asked now is whether Lufthansa took advantage of its monopoly after the end of Air Berlin and increased prices for airline tickets to an unacceptable extent. Lufthansa CEO Carsten Spohr denies this, stating that a computer algorithm merely responded to the higher demand. It is common knowledge that all airlines use algorithms. They show customers different prices depending on the booking period, demand, and route. The Bundeskartellamt, however, does not want to accept this excuse. President Andreas Mundt told the Süddeutsche Zeitung that, quote, such algorithms are not written in heaven by the good Lord, adding that companies could not hide behind algorithms and an airline can decide for itself how the algorithms react to the outcome of a competitor. Additionally, recent Lufthansa statements support the accusation of monopoly exploitation. At the request of RBB Radio 1, Lufthansa spokeswoman Laura Matuszek spoke via telephone of the algorithm observing the market, and later clarified it via email, stating that, quote, the price structure of a flight is determined by our experts according to certain criteria, product and time frame of the flights, competitive situation, and positioning in relation to the competitor, etc. As a result, we offer different price points for different customer groups. The algorithm then works with the price structure given to it. Two men and a woman are in court for selling drugs worth more than 640,000 euro street price in 5,600 transactions. They were offering cannabis, cocaine, and synthetic drugs through the so-called darknet and shipping them via mail. The suspects were arrested in April 2017 after 2 years of research, and at that time, 64 Bitcoin were confiscated as well. Last year, this confiscated Bitcoin was worth 76,000 euro, but currently is valued at 850,000 euro as the exchange rate recently skyrocketed. The Musikhaus Badung in Neukölln has been a local institution for records, music notes, and instruments for almost 100 years. But during New Year's Eve, unknown vandals smashed the store windows and threw fireworks inside, and a major part of the showroom was damaged. The store has remained closed since then, and the storefront is blocked with plywood. The 94-year-old owner intended to run the shop until its 100th birthday in 2019, but is now considering to close it earlier. At the same time, locals are leaving supportive messages on post-it notes at the shop. For them, the Musikhaus is part of the Kiez. A Facebook group called Solidarity for the Musikhaus Badung was founded, and a crowdfunding campaign is under discussion. District Mayor Franziska Giffey also offered her support. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. If you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.